Hi, this is a dictation for Dolores Featherstone, Dolores Featherstone, date of service is October 3, 2023, and date of birth is 1/14/1973, date of accident is 2/20/2023. Allegedly, Dolores Featherstone is a victim of an automobile accident where she was rear-ended and then she spinned 2 or 3 times, leading to a collision into a parked car from her front. So it appeared that her front and the back were both damaged, as well as she suffered from headaches that are mostly frontal, moderately severe, associated with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, lack of focus, lack of concentration, but without any taste problem, smell problem, or seventh nerve paralysis like facial muscle paralysis or any other issues. The patient is also suffering from pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back to the tune of 9 to 10, and pain in right shoulder with decreased ability to abduct fully, and shooting pain to the left leg has been reported. The symptoms remain the same as on the last 3 visits. Pain level is between 9 and 10, affecting the neck and the lower back, with radiation to the right arm and the left leg, and so it involves the thumb and the index finger and middle finger, and it feels like a numbness and tingling. And patient has a radiation of lower back pain in S1, S2, and L3, 4 nerve distribution. Areas are affected to the tune of 10, and only 10% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs for system review, as well as for additional history or substance abuse or compliance history. In the physical examination, it is found that the patient has a blood pressure of 137 over 101 pulses, 75 pulse oxes, 100, and the rest of the exam is from previous visit of 9/25/2023. Dictation number, or 9/13/2023. Dictation number will be 1009-012. And the diagnosis still remains the same. Plan is to continue the physical therapy, focusing on the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar region with right shoulder involvement, even the hip, right hip, 3 times per week with traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKinsey back program, rehab program, work hardening programs. Patient is advised about the yoga, meditation, as well as the role of the heat as infrared, laser heat, and wet heat, water heat. She's disability-wise, she's disabled for work except no lifting or carrying over 5 pounds at work. She has a light duty job where she can think of working. Housework replacement and transportation has also been checked. Her maps have been reviewed. And in addition, patient is requesting an injection to the right shoulder, as she has a frozen shoulder from a recent fall after losing her balance, which will be done since she has consented. An MRI of the right shoulder is being ordered to identify the pathology, why there is an issue of the decreased range of motion, frozen shoulder, as well as there is an issue of the rotator cuff damage. Medicine-wise, she is provided with the following medications, which are Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 tablet 12 hourly PRN for pain. Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety. She already has the medicine Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day for the anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Elavil 50 milligram at night for the GAD disorder for sleep and pain relief. Neurontin is provided for headaches, 600 milligram twice a day. Lidocaine ointment is for topical pain relief. Tylenol, codeine, 1 or 2 PRN for pain relief are already provided. She has been referred to a pharmacology. MRI will be done and then she'll be seen again after that. Regarding the procedure of the right shoulder intra-articular, is being done with steroid and Marcan. Indications are that the patient has frozen shoulder and severe pain in the shoulder. Along with this, patient has pain in the rotator cuff region. There is a positive Hawken Kennedy test and weakness of the right arm. There is a radiation of pain from neck down to the right hand involving thumb, index, and middle finger, and motor weakness and poor grip is also observed. Hence, an injection to right shoulder is decided to bring her some help. After the MRI is done, we'll have more information. The procedure for right shoulder was done according to the template. Thank you.